This eagle's place is in the sky. She's still got a lot of flying to do. And you can see it in her eye. Though she's cried a bit for what we put her through. She soared above the lifted lamp. Guard sweet freedom's door. In the dews that damps the watchfires of a nation torn by war. Oh, she's far too young to die. You can see it in her eye. She's not yet begun to fly. It's time to let the mighty eagle soar once more. Let the soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. She's far too young to die. She's still got a lot of climbing to do. And we can make it if we try. Built by toil and struggles, God has led us through. We fought for freedom dear, both here and on the distant shore. Paid a price, sacrifice, a price we can ignore. Oh, she's far too young to die. We can make it if we try. We'll shoot you right between the eyes. It's time to let the mighty eagle soar once more. More, more. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. Soar with feeling in her wings.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Here's a beat I can't resist. So let's get up and dance the American Eagle. Two or three small eggs are laid in a nest, which an eagle made. Eagle eggs in our American nation spend 35 days in incubation. The eagle parents take turnabout, keeping eggs warm until the chicks hatch out. Now the kids are small for the first several weeks, and the parents pop food into their beaks. And if an eagle would make a wish for a treat to eat, it would want a fish. When a fish is caught, it's an eagle convention. The parents divide it and the kids pay attention. But later on, when a fish is caught, the kids divide it up like they were taught. Sticks and branches are eagle toys. Holding on is taught there, girls and boys. They pluck baby feathers as new ones show up. They keep on plucking as they grow up. Ma and Pa teach many things, like jumping up and down and flapping their wings. Eagle kids flap and jump and cry, and after weeks of practice, they're ready to fly. But if they won't fly out of that nest, Papa keeps their food until they pass the test. At the age of one, the kids leave home to make their way in the world alone. And after a 4 or 5 year wait, they settle down with a lifetime mate. Together they sleep and hunt and eat and fly as high as 10,000 feet. On a clear and cloudless summer day, they can spot a fish 3 miles away. When they build nests, they build heavy ones, some as heavy as 1 or 2 tons. Let's hope the eagle is here to stay as the emblem of the U.S. of A.
Happy Election Day, everyone. Electile Dysfunction 08 at WFMU.org. I'm joined here, appropriately, I think, with my unemployed boyfriend, Andy.
Hello.
He's a victim of the recent economic downturn, I guess. Anyway, we're here bringing you some tunes and maybe sharing some polling stories with you today for this hour, only here until 1 p.m. In the program so far, we've heard from Grandmaster Melly Mel and the Furious Five with Freedom. Prince gave us America. We heard from the Cowsills with Love American Style. And Bruce Hack gave us American Eagle, a great one. And our own DJ Bryce started out my little show here today with Let the Mighty Eagle Soar. And do you remember what the background is for that?
What, Ashcroft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Ashcroft actually wrote and sang this song.
Remember when he was like the worst thing we thought we had around?
Yeah, remember when John Ashcroft
and
was
even
the
he
devil?
Doesn't like Bush now. It's incredible. They're like, he was dying and they're like trying to get him to sign forms. It's incredible. But yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, on this election day, you can head on over to WFMU.org. We've got a playlist and comments in effect right now. You can share some of your stories from your polling place. I've got a story already.
Oh, you did?
I voted today, this morning, and right when I was heading out of my polling place, who did I run into? At the steps of the polling place, even, but my landlord, my Italian immigrant landlord, who's about 70 years old. And he was a raging Hillary fan from the very start. He got very interested in the whole election and the primaries. And he was just like shouting Hillary down the street basically for months on end. And, you know, I didn't talk to him much after it turned out that Barack Obama was the Democratic candidate. And so I run into him today and, you know, on the steps of my polling place, he says, "Hey, Bella, you vote already? You, McCain. And it turns out he doesn't like black people, and so that's why he cast his vote for John McCain. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there. There are probably a lot of people out there in the good old U.S. of A. who just, you know, aren't ready for that, especially folks in the older generation who maybe didn't grow up after, you know, during the days after the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah.
I mean, I was born in 1980.
That's after.
Way after. And I think that's why a lot of young people are mobilized this election season.
Yeah.
Andy, you had a good point about what would happen if John McCain was elected and then died while he was in office.
Because so many people have been so focused on elections this year, I haven't read as much as I usually do when it comes to politics. So I don't know if this has been covered by anybody, but I don't really hear anybody mention it, that everyone's like, oh no, end of the world, Palin would be president. But no one really ever thinks about the vice president. And in the presidential line of succession, it's because basically the vice president's a speaker of the Senate. You have the speaker of the House is third in line.
So we've got the president, you know, if the president dies, then vice president obviously is position number two and becomes president.
And then,
but then position number three, which is pretty important.
The Speaker of the House becomes vice president.
So what would that be? Say John McCain is elected president today and then he croaks.
And the Democrats hold their majority in the House.
Yeah, Democrats hold their majority in the House.
Nancy
McCain is elected and
Pelosi.
McCain is elected, croaks, Sarah Palin becomes president. Then who becomes vice president but Nancy Pelosi? What a dream ticket. What a dream.
Yeah,
I love
it's baffling.
That. I know, it's amazing. So anyway, we're going to shut up for a little bit and play some more music. I'm going to bust right into my my little drill baby drill thing right here with the help of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, I think the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Maryland. Is that it? And
And Maryland. Yeah.
And Lee Rinaldo giving us some drone in the background. I might throw in the Yip Yip Martians just for good measure. We'll see. Stay tuned here on Electile Dysfunction 08. Election day. Hopefully you already got out to your polls. If so, share your polling stories with us at on the playlist WFMU.org.
Drill, baby, drill, and drill now. Baby, drill, and drill now. Is the kind of change that you guys are ready to break out. Woo! This. Drill, baby, drill, and drill now.
Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. This is the kind of change. Hey, you guys were ready to break out. Woo! This.
Hair transplants. I might need one of those myself. $100 both severe. Diminished value of those homes. It's not President Bush's proposal. Supporter of Senator Obama's is stabilized. Some of the difficulties. She knows what it's like, jobs, because as you just described it, suspended it. Good oversight, taxpayers being for this crisis. They're the ones. The encouragement of Senator Obama and his cronies and his friends in Washington. Some of us that stood up 2 years ago. Cronyism and special interest legislation stop this excess. Stop. The Democrats in the Senate and some members of Congress, they resisted any change contributions. Senator Obama was the second highest recipient in history. So this rescue package means that we will stabilize markets. We will shore up these institutions, these bad loans, stabilize Americans' catalyst that started this forest fire. Some of us that stood up against it, cronyism and special interest influence, so this crisis. Senator Obama's. Young Americans. My friends, hair transplants, I might need one of those myself. Stop sending $700 billion. Stop the spending spree. These young Americans, so severe. Diminished value of those homes, it's not President Bush's proposal. Supporter of Senator Obama's is stabilized. Some of the difficulties, she knows what it's like, jobs. Because, as you just described it, suspended it. Good oversight, taxpayers being for this crisis. They're the ones. The encouragement of Senator Obama and his cronies and his friends in Washington. Some of us that stood up 2 years ago, cronyism and special interest legislation stopped this excess. The Democrats in the Senate and some members of Congress. They resisted any change contributions. Senator Obama was the second highest recipient in history. So this rescue package means that we will stabilize markets. We will shore up these institutions, these bad loans, stabilize Americans' catalyst that started this forest fire. Some of us that stood up against it, cronyism and special interest influence, so this crisis. Senator Obama's. Young Americans.
And I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way. Because this country is the only country that lets in all the refugees that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry. We send money. We help them. But we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
You guys stand back. How many were shooting off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2. Standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shell.
They're okay. Ready. They're on the first two.
IR-1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Bomb.
and the rocket's red glare.
Volga. I beg your pardon.
Volga song.
I beg your pardon.
Call that a song.
The well-known Volga song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets, red glare.
Volga
the
song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting bombs.
All the way to the top of the music charts.
Volga, Volga song.
Call that a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
Before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting
in air.
Star-spangled
Volga
song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Tail caught in a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with a screen caught in a screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Yeah? Screen door caught in a tail screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Well, doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah? Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
Rika.
The bombs, red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated
screen door
drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon.
Anacreon.
Well, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Volga Star Spangled. Volga song.
Say, can
no, no, no. Those
you...
are the new words, remember?
Oh, so who knows the old ones?
Song
ready, gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell.
I am an American.
Sad in full glee.
I am an American.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
To be free.
The rocket's first
to
be.
Drink separation of the first stage at Gurna.
Freedom to think.
Drink the intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to praise, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without food. Freedom to live 1 or 200 million different lives. I am an American.
Drink up. Let it be a holiday. Of
the inquirer, worst negative
action. Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
A cheap shot,
thankful,
just not true.
But he still sold a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
A role model to women, women,
women,
women, women,
women,
women, women. She's a role model to women, women,
women,
women,
women, women,
Maverick,
women,
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 women, women. She's
Maverick.
She's a role model to women, women,
women,
women, women,
women.
Women, women, she's a role model to women, women,
women,
women,
women, women,
Maverick,
women,
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 women, women, she's
Maverick,
she's a role model, a role model, women, women,
women,
women, women, women, she's a role model to women, women,
women,
women, Women, women.
Maverick.
Women,
women.
Women.
Women, women. She's
Maverick.
She's a role model. A role model to women, women. Women, women, women. Women, women, women. She's a role model to women, women.
Women,
women.
Women, women.
Maverick.
Women,
women.
Women,
women, women. She's
Maverick.
She's a role model. A role model to women, women. Women, women, women. Women, women, women. She's a role model to women, women.
Women,
women,
women, women.
Maverick.
Women,
women,
women.
Women, women. She's
Maverick.
She's a role model. A role model to women, women. Women, women, women. Women, women, women. She's a role model to women, women.
Women,
women,
women, women.
Maverick.
Women,
women,
women.
Women, women. She's
Maverick.
She's a role model. A role model to women, women. Women, women, women. Women, women, women. She's a role model to women, women.
Women,
women,
women, women.
Maverick.
Women,
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 women, women. She's
Maverick.
Y'all probably shouldn't have asked me to do this here. I don't know the words, but they asked me to, and I'm honored to be for our country and everything. So, we'll see. Can you still see by the dawn's early light? I'm never up in that early. But what so proudly we held up there when the twilight gleamed just before I passed it out. Big ass bright stripes, big bright stars. And the night was so perilous. Over the Lincoln Continentals we marched. And the thing for ramparts there. And the rockets and gunfire was blasting just like down here. And the bombs were busting in the air, honey. And this proved the truth of the night. That pretty flag was still up there waving. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Say, do that star-spangled banner get waved? Is it still up there flying? Over the land of the free, honey, free at last. And the home of the brave. Come on now. Oh, my heart beating so hard.
Russ Perot, on Voting Your Conscience.
If you want to rebuild the job base, let your vote say so. If you want a government that comes from the people instead of at the people, let your vote say so. If you want to reduce our $4 trillion national debt, let your vote say so. Look at the issues. Look at the facts. Look at all three candidates, and then vote your conscience.
Russ Perot for president.
Remember that?
I miss Ross.
I miss Ross Perot, too. Oh, man. So folks are chiming in on the playlist, which is great, at WFMU.org. This is Electile Dysfunction 08. My name is Liz Berg, bringing you a special hour of web-only programming where we can say fuck on mic. Some people have been asking for that. There you have it. We cursed. I cursed. Oh my gosh, there are so many great stories here on the playlist right now. People voting electronically, which is pretty crazy. And you know, someone giving us some good old fashioned history lessons here. Truman, U.S. Senator, Lyndon Johnson, U.S. Senator, Senate Majority Leader, Gerald Ford, Congressman. he says VPs that took office in case of incapacity. Wow, that's a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a cool history. Anyway, thanks for clearing things up. It's just my my sad, sorry little dream that Nancy Pelosi becomes vice president and Sarah Palin becomes a president.
We can still dream, you know?
I can dream of the apocalypse, can't I? Anyway, so on this election day, I've heard rumors that they might know the election results as early as 9 p.m. today. How does that work?
Well,
I don't believe that.
The exit polls and all that. Although this morning, it sounded like the BBC pretty much called Obama as a winner.
Already? Before
pretty
any
much,
polls opened?
Yeah, they were just like, well, it seems like Obama has massive leads in the polls. It's like, okay.
Great.
So.
Well, anyway, you heard it here first. The BBC called the election at, what, 8 in the morning?
Something like that.
Nice. So what TV station should we be watching tonight? Or should we just forget about the TV and listen to WFMU's Electile Dysfunction?
I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I guess we played some strange collage stuff that I had been saving up my sleeve. We heard Shirley Q. Liquor with American National Anthem. John McCain did a role model for women over Claude Dongeon doing Sugar Sugar. You can actually download that that Dongeon cover song on WFMU's blog. I think if you just, you know, search for Sugar Sugar, you can find it. So great. Let's see. Negative Land gave us our national anthem. John McCain did some tooth whistling for us. I just couldn't. Yeah, I think it was the second presidential debate. I couldn't concentrate because his S's were. I can't even do it. Can you?
Sometimes. Yeah, I can
sometimes. Sometimes.
But it's not.
I just can't do it. Yeah, I suck. I can't do it. I'm no tooth whistler. I'm no tooth whistler.
My friends, hair transplants. I might need one of those myself.
Oh, you got it.
Stop sending $700 billion. To stop the spending spree. These young Americans so severe.
That's all I can
diminished
hear.
Value of those homes. It's not President Bush's proposal. Supporter of Senator Obama's is stabilized. Some of the difficulties. She
the
knows what it's
whistle.
Like. Jobs. Because
you think it's from dentures or an underbite?
It, suspended it. Good oversight, taxpayers being for this crisis. They're the ones. The encouragement of Senator Obama and his cronies and his friends in Washington. Some of us that stood up 2 years ago, cronyism and special
although
interest.
Although with all the skipping, and
legislation
also like Max Headroom with a whistle.
The Democrats
yeah,
in,
well, that's what was
Senate,
going on in my head. This
some,
is what it sounded like in my head during
Congress,
the debate. That's why I couldn't concentrate. It was just every tooth whistle echoed like 10 times in my head.
And now you're going to vote for McCain, right?
It's too late. I already didn't. I already didn't, but my landlord did.
Markets.
My racist Italian old man landlord voted for
McCain. These bad loans stabilize Americans' catalysts that started this forest fire. Some of us that stood up against.
How can you listen to a debate with all of this
special
tooth whistling going on?
Influence so this crisis. Senator Obama's.
Actually, I can't even focus on talking now. It's sort of.
Yeah, it's too crazy. Too crazy.
Young
you probably lost half the stream.
Anyway, let's bust into this Alice Cooper song called Elected,
yes.
Shall we?
More rock.
Yeah. beat-up cars with guitars and drummers go. In her heads and very little money in her hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight. Blind faith in Jesus, you know that they just might. Rockin' in the USA.
Thanks to everybody for joining Electile Dysfunction 08. Had so much fun. Thanks to Andy for joining me, being our token unemployed host today. Yes. And thank you for tuning in. Thanks for making playlist comments. And thanks for going out to vote. Ken is up next on Electile Dysfunction, which rolls until, I believe, 2 a.m. this morning. Keep it here, WFMU.org.